Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening and welcome to the show. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and I welcome you to the Science of Yes. I do this show every week on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Science of Yes is a very extraordinary opportunity to study and recognize how powerful the energy of yes can be in your life. If you're up to whatever you want to do in life, whatever you want to have, then you've come to the right place, because I'm going to teach you how to use the science of yes. So right off the bat, I just want to address one thing about the science of yes, which is very much based on the law of attraction. The science of yes is my way of calling that energy in the universe that the universe resonates at. So in other words, you are somebody who exists in the universe in a particular resonance, a particular energy. I call that energy yes. It's not to say that the word no has some kind of significant meaning and we should never say no. There are things that are appropriate to say no to, a lot of things actually. I'm actually not even talking about semantics. What I'm talking about is mindset. It's a way of thinking and living your life. The opportunity is to be a yes to everything in life. I'm not 100% sure if you follow what I'm saying, so I'll give you the example. You may notice that the song that comes on before my show begins is the song from the movie Aladdin, which was an animated picture from Disney. The voice of Aladdin was played by Robin Williams. And when he first came out of the lamp, when Aladdin first rubbed it, he came out and he told Aladdin that he could have 3 wishes granted. And Aladdin was a little confused. What do you mean I can have 3 wishes granted? And the genie sang the song, which is the opening theme to my show. The song is called, "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." And when Robin Williams sings it as the genie in Aladdin, he's basically explaining to Aladdin exactly what it is to have a genie in your back pocket. You ain't never had a friend like me, because you have never before had anyone who would tell you you can have anything you want, that would actually grant you any wish you desired. All you have to do is ask. The reason why I'm using that example and why that theme song on my show in the beginning is because it's what I'm saying to you. You ain't never had a friend like me, meaning you've never had a friend like the universe. The universe is your friend, and it resonates at a particular energy. And when you resonate at the same energy that the universe resonates, you can have anything you want. No kidding. Anything. So all you have to do is ask. So this is what it looks like when you truly are operating inside the science of yes. What is it that you want? Have you actually articulated it? Have you actually sat down and imagined for yourself what you want in life? If you haven't, you should. Why I say that is because the funny thing is about life is not just moseying along, doing whatever it's doing, and you're just moseying along right next to it, doing whatever you're doing. There's an absolute divine plan for your life. There's an absolute opportunity for you to exist inside that divine plan. All you have to do is be a yes to whatever the universe presents for you, and the universe presents opportunities all the time. Sometimes they don't always look the way we think they should look. Sometimes opportunities show up and we particularly ignore them or dismiss them because we don't recognize them to be something that fulfills what we think we want. For instance, let's say that you're in the market for a new boyfriend or girlfriend. Let's say that for just the sake of kicks and giggles, that you've decided that you want a very attractive boyfriend or new girlfriend, and you want them to be tall, dark, and handsome. So let's just say that this is something that you're a request of in the universe. So obviously, having asked for a new boyfriend or a girlfriend, tall, dark, handsome, or short, whatever it is that your idea is for a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you say to the universe, I want this person to come into my life now. What normally happens for ordinary people is they start looking then for this new person to show up. And how they go about looking is sometimes they're looking in where the place they think it's going to come from. Perhaps they already have something in mind about what that's going to look like when they have that new boyfriend or girlfriend. Maybe they even have a person in mind. So let's say you have a person in mind. Maybe they're at your work or at your church, and you say, you know, universe, that's who I want. I want that person right there, the one in those shoes, right there. That's the one. He or she is for me. Okay, so let's just say that for kicks and giggles, you start waiting for that person to show up as your new boyfriend or girlfriend. You watch them with your eyes. You carry on, as, you know, to put yourself in their pathway, because obviously the universe is going to answer your prayer. So you should definitely get some kind of reaction out of them, since they're going to be your new boyfriend or your girlfriend. You got all your attention and everything, all your being is focused on this person that you asked for. And so the next time you see them at church or at work, you sit up straighter. You throw your head back and you smile at them with your dazzling smile. And they walk right by you. Right by you. They don't even stop. I'm not kidding. You are completely devastated because, wait a minute, where are they going? That's your new boyfriend or your new girlfriend walking away. And yes, the universe for them, and they're supposed to be like stopping and fulfilling on this dream you have, because they will be your new boyfriend or girlfriend. So why are they walking away? Why are they walking by like they don't know you? Why are they not paying attention? Why are they not falling into your arms, sitting in your lap, offering you all the love they could possibly give? Because that's what you asked for. Isn't the universe supposed to grant all your wishes? You ain't never had a friend like me. Hey, Pam, I thought you said, hey, wait a minute, what's going on? Well, okay, that's what I'm talking about. You see, the thing is your request to the universe is not being ignored, but it's not necessarily going to come from where you think it's going to come from. You know, if you have a specific person in mind, that's one thing. Okay, but if you're going to ask the universe and take the step to be inside the law of attraction and saying, this is what I want, there's something missing. There is something missing, and you're focusing on that person and expecting the universe to shine them up and hand them to you on a silver platter is not necessarily going to be fulfilled, because it doesn't work that way. The whole resonance of the yes energy that I'm teaching you so that you can manifest anything you want in life means that you don't focus your attention on objects and things and people. What you focus your attention on is energy. You focus your attention on yes. I mean, I know for a fact, without even having you tell me, whoever you are, whoever's listening to me now, I know that you don't want to just have any old body to be your partner for the rest of your life, even though it occurs like for you in the moment that you're looking at that person, that they are the one. They are the one that was meant for you, the one that was designed for you, the one you're madly in love with. It's going to be that person over there. I'm not saying you can't have that person, but I'm saying you can't have that person by focusing on them specifically and completely and absolutely. Focusing on them is not necessarily what's going to give you access to power. It's not going to manifest for you by focusing your energy on a specific item. What you want to do inside of yes, being a yes, is you resonating yes in whatever the universe has to offer to you, so that you and the universe are resonating as one. So you're making a request for a specific human being is absolutely fine, but focusing your attention on that human being is not where you want to be. where you want to be is focusing your attention on you resonating so that you attract that person. So here's an example of what that would look like. So when you are managing your life, you're making sure that your life is aligned with everything you say you're committed to. Is your house clean? Why am I asking you, is your house clean? It's a funny thing about messy houses. Disorganization, chaos, mess does not resonate with yes. The universe abhors a vacuum. So when there's nothing in the space, the universe fills it. If your space is cluttered and full of things, the universe will give you very little because the universe is looking for a space to put this thing that you asked for. If you live in a cluttered house, if your car is cluttered, messy, and full of trash and debris, then the universe has nothing for you because it has no room to give to you anything that you're asking. It may sound strange, and I bet it does sound strange, but hear me out before you dismiss what I have to say. I'm encouraging you that as a person who lives inside the resonance and harmony of the yes universe, you want to have a clean environment. You want to organize yourself effectively so that everything is in its place and there's no clutter, no chaos, no mess in your environment. Your immediate environment, which is your home, your work environment, you know, car, if you do drive a car, and there's messy things, debris, trash, leftover food from when you had herd meals in the car. Make sure that you're always, always, always keeping this place clean, keeping your space open. The universe will rush in to fill it when there's nothing in the space. And since you made a request of the universe, it will fill it with what you asked for. I'll tell you another thing about the universe. The universe cannot hear the word no or anything in the neighborhood or family of no. So when you say things like, I don't want, the universe cannot hear no. So the universe hears I don't want as I want. So you wouldn't say things like, I don't want it to rain today. You would say, I want it to be a sunny, beautiful day. You do not say what you don't want. You never speak what you don't want. The universe is listening. And when the universe hears you, the universe cannot hear no. So train yourself, manage your speaking when you're making requests and you're asking the universe to provide, that you're always, ever speaking what you want, and you never want to speak what you don't want. It's a very powerful key to your managing yourself inside the science of yes. So you want this particular person, or you want this particular job, so you ask for it. I totally recommend that you write it down. Blue ink is best. The reason why you write it down in a notebook, train yourself to do that on a daily basis. I like to do it in the morning. As a matter of fact, you know those composition notebooks that you can buy in Target or even in CVS Pharmacy? It's a school supply, Staples, Office Depot, wherever you go where you find school supplies. The kids use these composition notebooks. I have droves of them. I buy them $2-3 maximum. Keep that and a blue pen by your bedside. Keep track of the things you desire in this notebook. Write them down. It's okay with me if you have electronic devices that you manage your structures and existence on. That's okay. That's fine. But train yourself to have a habit of writing them down and then transferring them to your electronic device. There's a reason for this. Your mind, and they've done studies on this and they have statistics on this, when you type something inside of some electronic device like a computer or a tablet or your smartphone, your brain reads that as programming. When you type, that you're inputting data and you're inputting it and it pays almost no attention to it. That's why it's very hard for you sometimes to recall. When you type your notes from written material, so if you write it down first and then transfer it to your electronic device, your brain retains that information and it then looks at it more as programming, not so much data, but as something that needs to be stored and remembered. So the difference then is in into the electronic device as typing, it's just data input, which it pays very little attention to. But if you write it down, and then you transfer it to your electronic device if you choose to do so. It more understands that this programming, that's information that should be stored. So that's why write. And people have gotten away from old school methods, but they're starting to understand now that many things old school are actually still very pertinent and very potent these days, and that a lot of people are starting to drift away from electronics. It isn't that there's anything wrong, and I'm not saying that electronics should not be used. You can use your smartphone, your tablets, your computers, whatever you need to do, but don't rely on them to manifest what you want. Miracles that you can create around the science of yes need to be done inside programming your brain and your mindset from wherever it's stuck now. So what I'm teaching you to do is that when you start to make requests of the universe, inside of being someone who generates the yes principle, you want to do it writing out your desires and your wishes and your hopes and your dreams. Write them out in a notebook. Keep it by your bedside so that when you first wake up in the morning, it's the first thing you see and it's the first thing you think of. And if you think of anything else, write it down right then and there. You don't want to be stuck in a universe of electronics where your brain is relating to it as data that needs to be input but doesn't need to be stored. So that's pretty much what the science of yes involves. If you want to learn more about the science of yes, you can visit my website and read some of my articles there. You can visit the New Age Guild website, where I also have some articles. The New Age Guild website is part of the Spirit Talk community, which produces my show, The Science of Yes. It's really great if you're listening to my show now, if you take the time to follow the show. Just click the little blue button that says follow and let Blog Talk Radio and us know that you appreciate what you're hearing and you want to hear more. It's a way that you can demonstrate to us that what we're providing is valuable for you and that you're listening out there. The other thing I want to point out is that with regard to the New Age Guild, this is a really, really powerful tool that you can use to get yourself out there. If you're a transformational practitioner, if you're somebody who is a New Age practitioner or a spirit guide medium or tarot card reader, anybody inside that particular genre, the New Age Guild can promote you, can help you, and can absolutely have you get yourself out there. It's a New Age directory, and it's a powerful tool for you. And what I'm wanting you to do is to visit us a lot. We have shows Monday through Sunday. If you go onto the New Age Guild website, that is where you will find out everything that there is for you to see about the New Age Guild. So that's www.newageguild.com, newageguild.com. You can go there to learn about the New Age Guild, and Spirit Talk Radio is part of the New Age Guild. So as far as that is concerned, welcome and thank you for listening. Invite your friends and be sure to follow us on the New Age Guild. So the other thing I want to talk about now inside of being a part of the science of yes is I want to touch a little bit on what type of coaching that I do as a life coach and a business coach. I am coaching people all the time. And what I coach them about is sometimes there are people who want to start a business. And I do some of that coaching as well. So it looks like I have a caller. So before I launch into running your own business, we'll take a call and answer any questions there might be. Hi, you're on the air with Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm just listening. I'm trying to learn more.
Okay. What would you like? Do you have a question?
Well, not at this moment because I just actually got on. So, you know, I like to listen if anything, and I'll press one if a question comes to my mind.
Okay. What interested you? You got interested because you heard something. I'm talking about yes, being a yes. Is that what?
Being a what?
Being yes. Yes.
Being yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I like to think of yes as the affirmative, that everything is going the way it should be going.
Yes, exactly. And what I'm teaching people is that being a yes to anything in life opens up your life to anything you want.
Oh, but that hasn't always been the case.
Well, like, when has it not been the case?
When you're in a situation where you're either enabling someone, or if you're in a situation where people take advantage?
Well, people take advantage of you when you allow them to, and you don't necessarily have to be a yes and let people take advantage of you. It's not what I mean when I say be a yes, it's to be a carpet for people to walk on. They say, oh, I want you to do this, I want you to do that for me, and you say, yes, and then they have you do everything for them, and they give you nothing in return. That's not what I mean when I say be a yes. You understand?
Right, you're thinking of it in the positive sense.
Exactly. So, in other words, it isn't that the word no is a bad word. Sometimes it's appropriate to say no to someone, especially if they're taking advantage of you. And by taking advantage of you, what I mean when I say that is that they're having or doing something with you that's intended to forward their agenda, but is not for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So being a yes inside of what you need to do is to not let them do that. That's being a yes. Because your life doesn't resonate powerfully if you're being taken advantage of.
Right.
So that's part of it. It's about not necessarily saying the word yes to everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along. It does not necessarily mean that, but it does mean being open and available to the universe, delivering everything you say you want, and the actions you take inside of what will provide you with what you say you want will give you what you want, as long as you're open to receive.
Right, and in that sense of the word, I am a yes. But I tend to attract people that I now believe recognize that I am a yes, and I don't know if I get distracted in the distractions, or
yes,
if I just pick up things from them that I don't like, and it kind of like make me second guess, because I've always had like very vivid visions and ambitions that I always felt were possible, but I also found myself wrestling with the environment that I'm in, which would tend to, lead to, low self-esteem or doubt.
Yeah, I get that. And
but when something first comes to me, or if I desire something, I mean, I believe that it's possible. I mean, to the point that I could say I have a vivid imagination then.
Yeah, and you probably do. And probably what you'll find when someone, if you by nature are a yes, you tend to be positive-minded, upbeat, the glass is always half full, that type of person, you will attract a certain kind of person, a certain personality of people. You will. Certain type of narcissistic personalities are attracted to what I call yes people, who are typically empaths. There are people who resonate very clearly with people emotionally. You relate to people very powerfully. And that's what attracts narcissistic people. You understand what I mean when I say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and it took me a long time to even understand what was a narcissistic person or how to recognize them. And it wasn't until after I started to get damaged from it.
Yeah.
That I started to recognize these traits.
Unfortunately,
and I grew up with narcissistic with a few narcissistic people in my family that, I mean, throughout my whole life, they've always had those traits. But I didn't know it was narcissism until I got, you know, much older.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do tend to attract them as much as I do not want to.
Yeah.
And because I recognized that, I was able also to begin to recognize some of my tendencies that could appear narcissistic. And I do everything to eliminate those tendencies. Like, I don't like that part.
Just so you know, the narcissistic tendency that of certain people that you attract isn't a bad thing, okay? We all, human beings, have a propensity for narcissism, okay? We all have that thing. There are times when all of us are centered on ourselves, give or take, you know. I mean, we all have the propensity for that. But narcissistic people, that's all they do. It's all about them. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it doesn't serve you. That's all. It just doesn't serve you to be involved with a person who sucks you like a vampire emotionally. Do you follow?
Absolutely, I follow.
So the important thing is for you to understand, for you to grow, and for you to be the person you want to be, then it's not so much that you are a no to narcissistic people. You just don't empower them to drain your energy. Because in a way, narcissistic people are like emotional vampires.
Yes, and you know, I am very empathic, and it took me a while to even understand that as well. And I work in an environment with a lot of narcissistic people. So by the time I get home, I do not want to be bothered with anyone.
Yeah. You don't have to be afraid or wear garlic or run around being protective of yourself. Because what I'm telling you is if you resonate with the universe inside of the yes mindset, then your focus is on what works and you don't focus on what doesn't work. It's like I was saying earlier, you don't say what you don't want. So you won't go around saying, I don't want narcissistic people. I don't want narcissistic people. Because like I said, the universe can't hear no. So if you say, okay, I don't want, you'll get it. The universe will deliver more and more and more narcissistic people into your environment to protect yourself from people sucking on you and dominating you and draining your energy and keeping you from being fully conscious of what you're up to is to focus mm-hmm. your attention on what you're up to and not on them. And that, okay. I don't know if you're married, if you have children, I don't know your situation, but whoever in your environment is not aligned with what you're up to and is not empowering what you're up to, then they're on the back burner anyway. Okay?
So what if they're people that you love, that you really love and you want to help them?
Then all you do is love them. You cannot help them. They have to do it themselves. You can never give somebody the pathway to support and transformation. They have to do it. All you can do is point the way, but they have to walk the path. So if you've got somebody in your environment that you love and you're very close to them, however, they're narcissistic, they drain you, they dominate you, and you feel completely smothered and you can't focus or produce effectively, then they have to go off to the back burner. It's not, I'm not telling you to put them on the curb. I'm just saying right. You can't focus them and them alone. You cannot. Your focus has to be on what empowers you and what forwards what you're up to in life. So even if you're married to someone who's a narcissist and they're dominating, believe me, I understand this. I'm speaking from experience. When you're an empath, a very powerful empath, you're like a bright light. And the narcissistic people in the world are like moths flocking to you. You understand?
Yes, I do.
You cannot have them suck all your energy. And when they get done and there's no more energy left, they'll just go to the next one. And there you are completely drained. And that may have happened to you a couple of times.
That's what happens.
Well, you said that. You said that I can't say that I don't want them in my life, because if I say that I don't want them in my life, I'm going to continue to have them.
Exactly. What you never do is you never speak what you don't want. You only speak what you want. So the way you would word it would be carefully to the universe, saying, this is what I want. In your mind, you know that this is not working, this relationship. But you don't necessarily say, I don't want that relationship anymore. What you say is, this is the relationship I want. And you distinguish the relationship that you want. And either that person will miraculously be taken out of your environment, or that person will transform themselves and align with what you're committed to having in your life, and you two will work out. But if you focus
on positive people around me and people who will pull their own weight and work together as a team and not pull on my energy.
So that's very good. So the only thing that's missing, okay, is when you say that have them not pull on my energy, you're saying not. So what you want to address is what you want, and you don't address what you don't want, okay? So you say, I want an environment, like you said in the beginning, where the people are a team, and we're aligned in partnership, and what we're creating is powerfully, effectively produced as a team, with everyone pulling their own weight and everybody doing what they're supposed to do. And you notice I never said a single not.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's how you do it. And you do that on a daily basis, and you get one of those composition notebooks that I was talking about earlier. You know, I'm suggesting that, but don't ever think you can't do what you if you'd rather have something else, a diary, a journal, keep it by your bedside. And every day, like standards, like we used to do when we were kids in school, write what you want. Write what you want as if you're going to present it to the universe like an order. Like when you go into a restaurant and you make your order and you say, I want pancakes, scrambled eggs, and bacon. And then the waitress writes it down and she goes off and she brings what you asked for. That's how you do it. Except you're the waitress and the universe is the kitchen. And you write down what you order. And you don't write down what you don't want. You never tell the waitress, don't serve me pancakes. You never walk into Target and say, don't sell me polka dot shirts. You just walk in and say, this is what I want, a white shirt with button-down white buttons, and they sell you what you ask for. And that's how you do it. Write it down. I recommend blue ink. That's the color that resonates powerfully when you're training your brain to create and bring about a manifestation of something you're asking for. Write it in blue ink in a notebook. Do it every day, and every day meditate, pray, do whatever it is you do to connect to your higher power and ask for what you want. And notice if you start to go to not and bring yourself back and stay on purpose with what you're asking for, and you will manifest it every time. I've done it. I know.
Wow.
I know. It's powerful stuff. And the thing about it that's so cool, Jackie, is that it works for everybody. You don't have to be tall, short, thin, black, blue, orange. It works for everybody. It's a law of the universe, the law of attraction. But what people make a mistake about with the law of attraction, from the movie and from the book, people have the mistaken belief that all you have to do is ask. But it's not just about asking. It's about taking the actions that are in line with what it is you say you want. You have to take action. You have to write it down. You have to go out to the world. You have to look, you know, it's like saying you want to win the lottery. And every day you get up in the morning and say you want to win the lottery. And you watch TV and you pay attention every Friday and every Tuesday to see what numbers win, but you never buy a lottery ticket. If you don't buy a lottery ticket, you will never win the lottery, no matter how much you ask. It's the same thing. If you say you want something, Jackie, you have to take actions that are correlate to that commitment. If you want a new boyfriend, you got to go out into the world. They don't drop onto your house like Navy SEALs. You have to get out in the world. Go out to the movies, to a restaurant. Go out to where guys congregate so that you can put yourself out there and meet somebody. Church, whatever. Go somewhere where guys are. Or if you're a guy and looking for a girl, go somewhere where girls are. Flirt, smile, laugh, ask people out on dates. That's how you get a new boyfriend. That's how you get a new girlfriend. You have to take action. Correlate to what you say you want, and you'll get what you want every single time. Guaranteed.
Well, do you believe because there's so much fear just being, you know, presented to people, or even in my own case, I'm seeing so many negative things that maybe I'm picking up these things subconsciously, and because I say I don't want these things, that's why they're increasing?
Yes. Your mindset unconsciously can block your receiving what it is you're asking for. That is absolutely true. However, there's hope and there's power in distinguishing that. That's why every day write down what you want, because sometimes fear in the background will block it. Like you say you want this and you open the door and then you lay down and your subconscious closes the door. I see this a lot with people who have low self-esteem. I coach people all the time because they say they want a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend or a new job or whatever, but in their subconscious there's a unconscious belief that they don't deserve it, or they can't have it, or it costs too much, or there's something in the background that's using them. And even though they say with their mouth that they want this thing, the actions they take are given by the source, which tells them they can't have it. But that's okay, because you are the master of your mind. Your mind is not the master of you. And if your mindset has little unconscious things that are going on, you'll see evidence of it. And the first thing, the biggest evidence you'll have that there's something blocking you receiving what you're asking for is that you're not getting it.
Okay.
If you're taking all the right actions, okay, you're taking all the right actions and you're doing everything possible to be a yes to whatever it is you're asking for and you're not getting it, that's your first red flag that you are subconsciously blocking it somehow. And what there is to do is to be in an inquiry within yourself and look and see, am I blocking this? Am I really, like just now when you were talking to me, you started to create a very powerful request of the universe, and then a little knot slipped in there.
Right, right.
You know, so you got to look. You got to look every time. Who am I being? What am I doing? Am I really fulfilling? And if you need help, this is why I'm here. I coach people all the time. I just coached a client this week who for the first time recognized that all along while she's been building her business, in the background, she's not good enough. And it's been in the way of her producing the results that she has been trying to produce. In one phone call, she woke up the next day a new woman and started out fresh and started, you know, taking names and kicking booty because she recognized she was in her own way. So sometimes you have to reach out and speak to another person and try to get clear with them. Look, I want to run something by you. I think I'm blocking my power here, and I want to have a conversation to see if you can hear. I'm going to tell you what I'm creating, and then you sit down with them. Now, here's the thing, Jackie. You can only do that with powerful people. You can't do that with narcissistic people, because they only care about themselves. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
So
yes,
you
I
don't
do.
Have, if you don't have powerful people in your life that you can depend on to go to so you can bounce ideals off of them, so you can, you know, have them help you when you're in an inquiry or doing some self-discovery, then that's a missing. All the people in your life cannot be narcissists. You have to have some really powerful friends in your life. If you don't, then that's part of the problem right there. If everybody in your life is focused on themselves and nobody is supporting you and empowering you and giving you, you know, support, then that's the problem right there. You need a new set of friends. Even one. What kind of thing are you? You mentioned that you've had visions before and that you're very empathic. What kind of things do you want?
Well, I want to be my own boss. I want to be able to create my own business and run it and, you know, provide an opportunity for my children to grow into it and keep it as a family business. I'm looking to be empowered and not be dependent on a paycheck. I'm looking to use my imagination and creativity. I don't want to worry about bills or worry about my environment because I would like to live in an environment that is safe. I believe that I could do all these things, but I want to say I only have a few people that I think that are more powerful than myself that are around me because I tend to have to be the powerful one for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But when
mm-hmm.
he just there's no one there. I mean, when my mother was here, she was supportive in one sense, but then she also was she had a way of she could build me up in 1 minute, and in another sense, you know, she would just leave me hanging out there. And I don't know if she did that to make me independent. I'm not sure, but I can't relate to the fact that I may be blocking my own self because when my mother passed on, I really didn't want anything to do with my family because they had started to act really, you know, really cruel and mean. And that's what I kept telling myself. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't want anything to do with them. But then again, I still don't like the rejection. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was fighting that in. You know, really, I just want to provide a nurturing and productive environment for myself and my children. And, you know, to work along with my spouse, and that's it. Because I believe
well,
if I show the right way, they'll be able to carry that on.
Yes, a legacy, yeah.
Right, and
okay.
legacy, it's funny you would say legacy because when my mother was here, after my father had passed on, my siblings used to accuse me behind my back of just wanting a legacy. And it sounded like it was such a bad word at that time. Like, she's only concerned about legacy. She's only concerned about legacy. And then when my mother passed, they just took what legacy that was there. And it's ironic that legacy is what I really want. And at that time, I was like, no, that's not what I was only concerned with. But the same people that accused me of wanting legacy, they came and they just took the legacy.
Yeah.
Made a mess of it. So it's ironic that that word would, you know, you would use that word. But yes, I do want the legacy because I love my parents and I want to pass that on to my children.
Yeah. Okay, well, Jackie, what I can tell you, it's very beautiful what you're creating for yourself, for your family, for your children, and the legacy that you leave behind. And what I can give you is that in order to have that, what you want to do is to build it. And like that movie, The Field of Dreams, I don't know if you saw it, it's an old movie, but there was a line from that movie that's very pertinent to you right now. And that line is, if you build it, they will come. So the intention of that is for you to understand you don't focus on them coming. You don't focus on who is going to take you up on this. The business that you start, what your clients are going to be, how your customers are going to come to be. If you build it, the people it is for will show up to get it. So you focus your attention on building the business. And how you focus your attention on building the business and getting yourself set up for the legacy you're going to leave your children is you start with you. That's the first place you start, is with you. Why build the business? Write that down. Why build the business? It's not just about having a business to do whatever it is you do, your services or your product or whatever it is you've got that's going to have you be an entrepreneur and own your own business. It's not just about that. Why does this business exist? Not just what is it going to do and what is it going to provide, but why does this business exist? Write that down. Start to build the foundation of your business by starting with you and what you're going to provide and why you're going to provide it. And have it be on a global scale. That's something I learned when I was very young. The bigger the game you play, the bigger results you produce. Okay? So play a big game and have yourself be focused on the game you're playing and not on how you're going to play it or who's going to play with you. If you build it, they will come. When you start to communicate to the universe, this is what I'm creating. This is how I'm going to create it. This is why I'm creating it. The universe will resonate and respond and bring you the people who are right to help move that project along. It's important for you to be clear on what you're up to and to articulate it in a powerful yes way versus saying, I'm going to do this and I don't want family involved because they're negative and I don't like that. No, 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 no. That's not how you do it. How you do it is you build it powerfully inside of what you're creating, and the right people who are going to support you in that will show up. You can count on that. Okay?
Okay.
And when you build this business, Jackie, what would be great for you, fulfilling for you, satisfying for you inside of building this business?
Well, independence. That's one thing.
Write that down.
Autonomy. I need the autonomy. I'd rather not deal with people trying to control my outcomes.
Okay, so how you create that? It's really great because I can hear you starting to work with your phrasing so that you're creating powerfully. That's how you do it, Jackie. You start to manage what comes out of your mouth because the universe is listening, and the universe cannot hear no. You always want to speak into the universe with what you want. So this is great. You've got a really powerful start, and the questions you want to ask yourself right now, as you start to, like, I don't know how old you are, and I don't care, okay? Wherever you're starting, it starts today. And you start to build your business today. And you start with the questions I gave you. Why does it exist? What am I creating? What am I providing? And as you start to build that, you start to look and see, okay, now, do I need money? Do I need financing? Do I need a brick and mortar, you know, location, or can I do this from home? How many years am I going to work before I get to this? What are the goals? What are the financial goals? How much money do I need to make before I can quit my full-time job? That is a very critical question. It's a question I teach all my clients. If you have a full-time job and you're looking to start your own business, I don't recommend you quit your job until you set yourself up so that your business is bringing in the money you need so that you can continue to live your life in the style to which you've become accustomed. You don't want to quit.
Now, right, I understand that.
Yeah. Having said that, you also don't want to get trapped, you know, on a like a hamster in a wheel, paying your bills, making the money, and you only make enough money to pay your bills so you can never get out of that trap. That you don't want to go down that tunnel. You just want to be able to, like, the more accurate you are in your statistics and in your research about what it's going to take for you to, and I don't know, you know, what you sell. I don't know what your product is. I just know what it is to start a business from scratch and have a full-time job while you're doing it. You know, and I can coach you from that standpoint. You need to get down on paper what you're creating. Like, no kidding. So many people today have gotten away from that old school method of planning and strategizing. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. You need to strategize and plan what it's going to look like, and you need to have a 10-year plan. I don't care how old you are. You need to have a 10-year plan. And within 5 years of that 10-year plan, you will be where you want to be, and your kids will have a legacy. And you'll fulfill on your desires, your heart's desire right now, which is to have a beautiful life, have children who have something that you're leaving for them so that when you're gone, there's something left behind. That's completely available and completely possible standing where you are in your underwear right now. It's totally possible. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 20. I don't care if you're 60. Okay.
Yes. Now, do you have like you were mentioning the website earlier. What do you have on your website? I didn't get a chance to pull it up.
My website, I'm the Yes Coach. My website is called Yes Coach for You. That's YESCOACH.com. If you go to my website, there's information about what I provide. And
okay.
I coach people who are starting businesses. I focus on New Age and transformational practitioners. Those are people who provide New Age services, coaching, and life coaches, of tarot card readers, spiritual mediums, you know, and the New Age Guild website. I don't know what you do, but if you're a New Age practitioner or a transformational practitioner, the New Age Guild website is a directory where you can list and belong, and people can come and look you up and find out what you're up to and actually meet you, see you, come listen. You can even have your own podcast like I do on Thursday nights. I don't know.
Okay.
What is the service that you want to provide?
Well, I definitely would like to learn more about healing and using crystals and, you know, just natural herbs to cleanse and purify the body. In terms of the business, that wasn't what I was actually manifesting and visualizing earlier. But that's something that I do want to do on the back burner.
Okay.
So it's many different things that I would like to do, and I know that I will do them. It's just getting my head and my heart in the right place. It's like I have so many different things that I want to do that it's been a challenge just considering which one to go to first, because I do work full time. And it has taken a lot of energy. And, you know, someone just brought something to my mind the other day, that time is worth more than money. And I appreciate that, because that's how I always looked at it, that time, my time was so valuable. But my job takes a lot of my personal time. So, you know, the businesses that I want to venture into, you know, I'm really looking to free up my time so that I could sit and plan it the way that I would like to, because like you mentioned earlier with the research and, you know, putting it into action, I love to do research. I mean, that's why I'm on the line, to learn more and to figure out more. What I learned tonight was that I really didn't realize that I was blocking myself.
Yeah. And, you know, because you're an empath and because you're a spiritual person, you are going to be easily drained. Your energy is going to be easily drained. It's kind of like you're surrounded by emotional vampires. They suck your energy.
Yes, in my job. And then, you know, when I come home, I have a son that has some issues right now, and he's not getting it, but I understand he's young. He's young and immature. And I have some things that was going on with my extended family since my mother died. So those two things, between working and dealing with these issues within the family, has been draining me.
Yes.
I mean,
and
in a way
what,
where I wasn't even
like
recognizing myself. anymore.
What would it be like for you if you had what you wanted in life, if you could wave a magic wand and just have what you say you want? What would that be like for you?
Well, no, I definitely wouldn't be living in the city. I would be living more out in the countryside. I would drive in to do whatever business I had to do and then drive back into my own little quiet sanctuary. It definitely would be quiet, more room to breathe, spend more time in nature, you know. I love to garden. So I probably would do more of that on my free time and just, you know, doing things outside, outdoors, instead of being shut off.
Okay, so Jackie, I want you to notice something, okay?
Yes.
So when I asked you that, I don't know if you noticed it, but anybody listening to the call would notice that you just got lighter. You just got happy.
Yeah.
Thinking about
what I would like to do.
you were absolutely inside of what you were creating just now. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand what you're
saying.
There.
You were there. Okay, here's the key. Watch this, okay? Here's the key. That's how you be in yes, is what you just did, versus focusing on what's not working. When you focus on the people who are latching onto you, the narcissistic people, the negative people who drain you and pull on you, when you focus on them, you're in their world and you're in no. When you do what you just did, and all it took was me to ask you a question, what would that be like if you had that? And suddenly you were there. Oh, yeah, it would be like this, and I'd be over here, and I'd have that. And suddenly the world opened up for a moment. And you were there. That's the world of yes. If the more you live in that world, the more you create what's possible for you in that world, the closer you have to getting that world. So the game you want to play is to start doing what you just did without Pam pointing you in that direction. Okay? You have to start pointing yourself. So, for instance, one example would be, you're at work, and one of the naysayers or the poo-pooers or whatever you want to call them that come around and drain your energy and spray you with negativity come around in your environment and start doing their thing, and instead of getting caught up in their world of no, you switch gears and generate inside the world of yes with them by doing what I just did with you. You look at them and say, well, what would it be like if it wasn't like that? What would you need in order for it to be better? And they stop and they look at you and they go, well, it can't be better. And you say, yes, it can. Just think for a moment. What would it be like? And then they stop and they start thinking about what would it be like. And suddenly they're in the world of yes. Or not, if they're one of those people that refuse to be yes. Because I know there are people like that. I'm a coach. I talk to people like that. You have to be a demand for yes. You have to train the people. And in a way, Jackie, you have to retrain them because you've already trained some of the people in your life to suck your power. Do you know that?
You said I've already trained some of them in my life?
Yeah. You've already trained some of the people in your life that they can come to you and suck your power. You did that by letting them do it.
Yes. I realize that.
So you're going to have to retrain them that the well is dry. That spigot no longer turns. You will no longer drain my energy. And you can be gentle. I like to be gentle with people because I can be harsh. I can be Bambi versus Godzilla, but it doesn't forward anything, okay? So you can be
yes,
gentle.
Yes, I could
people.
Too, and I've
yeah.
gotten away from that.
So my show is about to end, and you've gotten a lot of valuable, you know, coaching tonight, and I'm so glad you were able to come on. And I want to bless you and leave you with this thought. Remember, only you have the power to create your world of yes. Nobody can take that from you. You have to give it to them. Okay?
Okay.
So the naysayers and the negativity that people bring around you, they can't do that if you don't let them. Okay?
Okay.
Jackie, thank you so much for coming on my show. Good luck
and
to you.
And thank you
bless.
For taking my call.
You're welcome. Take care. And for everyone else, we are saying good night and thank you for the show. And we'll talk to you again next week. Good night. Don't forget to follow.
Up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got power in your corner.